We can position them in different places. We've mixed it up quite a bit. You know, but at the end of the day, it's like boxing one in basketball. You know, if those other guys aren't helping you out, they'll stay in a boxing one forever. So it's up to, you know, Alshon and Earl and Martellus. You know, we just got to keep feeding them. And eventually, you know, you got to get out of it. You know, Rob Ryan coming over from Dallas, you know, presents a lot of challenges. They do a lot of different stuff with their fronts. You know, they're a veteran group. They're going to play, you know, some too high safety. They're going to throw some three at you, some man. And then offensively, you know, they're putting up points, so it puts pressure on you. You know, so it makes their job on defense a little bit easier. We'd like to do a little bit of both. You know, you want to get the ball to B early and just get him in the flow. But, you know, I think we're getting to a point in our offense of, you know, we've got four or five guys that we like and can't really worry about the structure of the play or the defense. Whoever's open's open, you know. And, you know, it's just going to be a merry-go-round, and whoever it stops on, that's where the ball's got to go.
How's Brandon with that?
You know, he's been good. I mean, he's still getting targets. He's still getting his balls. You know, it's coming his way. It's not like, you know, he's getting two balls a game. You know, he's still one of our main guys. And, you know, I think he understands at the end of the day, you know, for us to get where we want to go offensively, it's got to include other people. I think so. You know, hopefully we keep getting better and better each week. But I think we're definitely better than we have been in the past with new offenses. I don't know what Mark's expectations were, but you know, we limit turnovers last week. I think we're in a lot better spot. Pittsburgh game, you know, we didn't have the production we wanted, but it was a different type of ball game. And in the first two, we made plays in the fourth quarter and we're pretty efficient. So if we keep heading that direction, I think we're gonna be all right. I think the offensive line. I think those five guys up front have to get, you know, the majority of the credit of where we're heading right now. They're doing a great job protecting, run blocking. We're throwing a lot of stuff at them, and I think they've gelled quite nicely so far. I hope you're right. It's going to happen. You know, you what you don't want to see is, you know, three turnovers, consecutive weeks like that. So if you can minimize those, I think you're going to be in a better place, obviously. You know, going into this week is just, you know, just take care of the ball. I mean, don't need to give the New Orleans Saints a better chance of scoring. They're already good enough on offense. Our defense is going to do everything possible to slow them down. But myself and the rest of the offense, we can't give them free opportunities. He's calculated. You know, you got to take calculated risks out there. There's going to be times where we definitely want to push the ball up the field, and we're going to be making some tight throws. And, you know, you more want to do that stuff versus man-to-man whenever you got man-to-man and during against zone defenses whenever, you know, guys are just kind of floating around on defense. Those are the times you just want to check it down and make sure that you manage the football. You know, there's a lot of things to like about him. You know, his offensive mind is fun to be around. He's always trying to push the limits. He's always trying to find different ways to get guys open. He's very sound protection-wise. You know, that's the first thing we do, and the last thing we do is make sure that we're protected. You know, I think he's done a great job of just managing the team. It's hard to be a head coach in the NFL and call the plays. Also, it's a tricky situation of having to, you know, make sure offense, defense, special teams, and everything is in order, you know, during the week, and then be able to concentrate enough to say, hey, you know, on 3rd and 7 we got to do this, 3rd and 4 we got to do this. It's hard. So, you know, he's juggling everything quite nicely, I think. Yeah, Brandon goes to him. You know, Brandon goes to him during games. Brandon goes to him during practice. Brandon comes to me. Brandon's a smart dude, you know, and I think all those guys out there that we have right now know coverages, know when they're open, know what's working and what isn't working. And I think, you know, Mark trusts them because he knows, you know, through history that these guys, you know, they're not going to just make something up just to get the ball. So it's a good thing to have guys like that, though. He's a great player. I think he's one of the true professionals in this building. Like you said, off the field and on the field, he does great work to get himself prepared for a long season because we ask a lot out of him in the running game, in the passing game. asking him to block linebackers and defensive ends. So he's our guy, and, you know, we move him around, and we try to save him as much as possible. But it's hard to save a guy like that whenever you want to give him the ball a lot. You know, sometimes it's hard to walk back in that locker room and know that, hey, you know, I was responsible for four turnovers, and, you know, you put your team in that position, you know, it makes you feel bad because I thought the defense played their butt off. Offensive line did a great job, like I said. So, you know, it just brings everything to perspective of how important it is, you know, how important my job is of taking care of the ball and making sure that I put ourselves in a position to win each week.